Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This white bread, white guy extraordinaire over Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom. Oh, my goodness. She's a disaster. She was a disaster. Dan, she didn't even run for president. They still put her in there.
Yeah.
Not only that, you think you're getting Harris out of there when she knows the likelihood if Biden loses, she's one of the people that's going to run for president. If he wins, does he get to the finish line of the second term? I don't think so. That's what the odds would tell us.
So then Kamala, at that point, though, are you reconsidering a different VP? Because if Kamala then becomes a successor, is she going to win? Like, there's no way that she can win an election, right?
You guys are all making logical sense. But the reality of the National Democrat Party as it is today. Let's go back.
Yeah, that's the elephant in the room.
Biden won in South Carolina. It's over 50%. Maybe 60 are African-American voters in South Carolina. He was losing state after state in states that are not necessarily overly progressive like Nevada and all to Bernie Sanders and others, right? Suddenly, he wins in South Carolina. Jim Clyburn said, vote for Joe Biden. And what was the deal? He was going to pick a woman of color as a VP. And remember that charade he went through, the woman who was the mayor of Orlando, Bass, who's now the mayor of L.A., and everybody knew in the end, it's got to be Kamala Harris. She's always been a disaster. She's a bigger disaster than I thought. And she's been promoted up the line forever. And now we're going to get rid of her, tag in Gavin Newsom. She wouldn't be able to run in 28 then if he were the winner. He's going to run again. She's got to wait it out on the Supreme Court. There's already been the first black woman on the Supreme Court. I get all this. It makes sense in a logical sense. But realize what we're dealing with here. It has nothing to do with the country or any of that.
Can I push it forward?
Sure.
If it theoretically were to happen, would you be nervous, scared for Trump's shots, or do you think it stays the same? And are people voting against the Democrat Party, or are they voting against Joe Biden?
Well, first of all, they're already having trouble with African-American voters. Do you think, not that they're crazed over Kamala Harris, but dumping her and bringing this guy out, that's going to bring them out? Two, he's unvetted. I mean, he's slick. I've had him in studio, Gavin Newsom. He's a disaster in California. What are the skeletons in the closet there? We just haven't seen that. So I don't think that's a sure thing. I think they have a better shot with Biden, just like they did before, than the mess that would happen out of this. The only thing I worry about is if they were able to tag in Michelle Obama, because in a short term there, we wouldn't be able to get her on record enough, debates, etc. I think that she can be beaten, but for a period of time, she would coast as she always has, and you would have trouble. I'm telling you, you're really going against the laws of instinct here with the Bidens kicking him out. And also, you're going against, also, he'd have to pardon Hunter Biden at that point. I think there would be backlash, right? If he dropped out, as he's dropping out, seconds before he's no longer president, he'd have to pardon Hunter Biden or, well, it would be him. Wait a minute. He's not dropping out then. He's staying on. I'm playing this out. He's dropping out of the race, but he's staying as president. He still would have the power then to pardon even after the election. Okay. So Hunter Biden, not a consideration. All right. Love to get you in with this. We got the whole staff behind the scenes here. Given, I think, seeing Biden today in Normandy publicly, this was right up there with some of his worst. But what makes us believe that they would give this up? Are they buying? They would just roll if it's Gavin Newsom? They're not suggesting it would be Kamala Harris, right? Oh, man. Let's bring that on. All right. 855-839-1210. We got the side question going on, too. What is it that has dropped off the radar screen? Today is our day that we honor higher education. That's why it's a side question today. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert, good afternoon.
Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Thank you.
Just want to chime in on this, and you're both right in a way. You're right, Dom, in that this is the best chance they have right now, and Dan's right in that this guy can't it would be malpractice to run him. But I'm submitting that the replacement ticket, because I hear your concerns about Kamala, Dom, the replacement ticket would be Newsom, Michelle Obama as Veep, with the Democrats looking at a 16-year run in their in their fantasies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only thing is, Robert, I don't see any indication with Michelle Obama that she thirsts for this. They have a good life. They're making $50 million a year or whatever. I don't see her as... You'd have to anoint her right there. She doesn't want to have to deal with anything to get to be the president. So,
and the Democrats would allow it. And that would tell the African-American voters that Barack Obama is back in spirit in the White House and it's safe to vote for them again. I don't think it's a winner. I see why Dan is nervous about it. But we both know Newsom is Biden with better hair, really. And but Obama, Michelle Obama could take away the stink of getting rid of Kamala. And Dom, even the Democrats know Kamala's a disaster, you know.
I know, but I'm telling you, though, that's true. But I could be the ability to dislodge the first black woman in that position. I don't think anything can do that other than Michelle Obama. That's it.
Replacing her with a more popular African-American woman. That's my point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I love to listen to you guys kick this stuff around, man. I really do. That's what got me to call. For my answer to the side question, I'm just going to go with the Fourth Estate and be consistent and boring, Dom. The media is nothing compared to what it used to be, you know?
You're not boring, Robert.
You're not boring ever, Robert, so thank you.
You guys have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Robert. You too.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm watching him get in and get out of the limo, the presidential limo here. Yeah. And again, his staff, I'm sure, is just telling him, look, when you don't know where to go, don't be doing all this stuff about which way, you know, he's freezing doing this. Just go somewhere. We'll figure it out. Apparently, he can't do that. Apparently, that's not in his DNA at this point. So that leads to more speculation there in the Wall Street Journal report yesterday with some Democrats like Meeks from New York. And Meeks admitted he got a call from the Biden administration saying you might want to call the Wall Street Journal and clarify some of those remarks, right? And he had to say, oh, yeah, I didn't mean anything about the difficulty Biden behind the scenes. Right, it's true. Let's go down the list, though, of tagging him out. There's difficulty with it. And two, they're not tagging him out because they're afraid this guy's commander in chief. And oh, my God, how can we go another 4 years? Because any number of people want to be in there exercising the power that they have right now. And Dr. Jill Biden is one of them. I'm thinking she's becoming more like Edith Wilson every day, without a doubt. So they don't want to give that up. It's not a question, well, he's not an actual president. Yeah, what's that mean? And tagging in someone like Gavin Newsom is not the way to go here. I don't see how you do that. I know the theory, Sotomayor, tell her to retire. I don't think she's going to retire if she's told to retire, first of all. And then we're going to put Kamala Harris in there. And she'll go along with that. Clyburn will go along with that. Now, if it's Michelle Obama, so we hear this all the time, but there's no indicators by anything other than that's always been out there. What about Michelle Obama? Yeah, that is a difference maker. So Biden's been doing this for at least the last 2 or 3 years. One of these guys, I think, was around 100. They had a little sound with Biden, and the guy said, never get old. Oh, man, not exactly the thing that you want to hear with President Biden. But it was not just the chair sitting down. They hustled him off prior to Macron. They claimed that was all the way it was supposed to go. And the getting out of the limo and just looking all over the place, the exaggeration of this is just stunning all in one day, particularly a principal day like this. So it revives the talk. Why have they not done something like that to this point? Why would they wait to the convention? Well, there's more power of the delegates, I guess. That is a very messy thing. Around that. Particularly, I see no shot for Gavin Newsom. I really don't. So, Dan, do you want to bet a pizza on it, though? Because, you know what?
This Ben pizza now?
This guy is way, you know, this could be, when we get to Dom Day on the 21st, we're going to have to keep a ledger there. You can step up on and make all your pizza bets. We'll write them all down right there and we'll see where it goes. Are you still in that camp?
What, Newsom?
Yeah,
or just in general, that'll be
replaced. They'll take him out. They'll take him out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I'm in that camp.
All right. Yeah. I know it's tempting for the obvious reasons.
I think similar to what you say, number one priority for both conservatives right. and the DNC is win.
Right.
I think they're realizing there's not much of a path for Biden to win at this point.
So Gavin Newsom, though, a guy who's the failure, who is unvetted. At the presidential level, all right? I don't know the level of vetting of him. Mm-hmm. That's what you always have to worry about. Suddenly, when you announce for president, 1,000 guys come out of the woodwork. The vetting that you would think has gone on, he's been in the public eye, he's a national figure, he's a governor of California. You don't get vetted like that until you run for president. And then we'll see how many things come up. I don't think Mitt Romney, we knew fully about the dog on top of the car and all that till he was actually running for president. Then immediately, stuff that you can't believe comes out. Look at Kristi Noem. Well, she did it herself. She's not on the VP list. If Trump had kept her on the VP list, that would have been wild. All right, so I got a pizza bet with Dan here. How about you? You can certainly get in.
So looking at betting odds,
yes,
the RCP average is Biden at 83.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Obama, 5.5. Gavin Newsom, 4.4. Kamala Harris, 2.6. Gretchen Whitmer, that's potential, 1.0. Hillary Clinton, 1.0. Bernie Sanders, 0.5. Elizabeth Warren, 0.5. And Manchin, somehow, with 0.5.
Now, that's the one I was wrong about. I thought Hillary, behind the scenes, she's alive, she's going to jump into the ring. I'm shocked that she wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And, you know, deep down, Dan,
weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
I've always wanted a Trump-Hillary, too. Admit it. People out there, isn't that what you'd like to see? And I want to see the debate where they're walking around as they're talking thing.
A couple other names I'm reading here.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
No, Robert Kennedy.
You don't think the DNC would throw their weight behind him?
The big story to all the Kennedy fans, why is Robert Kennedy Jr. fading rapidly here? Now, he seems to have gotten the infrastructure more right, that he might be on more ballots than I thought. But, Dan, he is becoming rapidly an afterthought here. He's still got potential to disrupt this, but people are not gaga over him. They're settling in, it seems to be, with the major parties.
You think it's related to the trial? It seems like it's in conjunction.
Maybe.
You know, Trump's almost been turned and painted as a freedom fighter at this point, and that's what RFK was running a platform on. So are those RFK people now saying, look, this guy's facing a, you know, overbearing federal government. He's the guy now.
Well, Emerson poll out today, and I don't think this poll is ordinarily friendly to Trump, says that 27% of voters say they're more likely now to back the former president after he was found guilty, but about 30% say they lean a little bit away from him because of that. So far, and it's only so far, we are seeing polling indicating that this is not a major deal for Trump. That's so far. Upside, all the energy, all the fundraising, and all the things that would really propel him forward. Downside, yes, there are people saying less likely, can't look in the mirror, that kind of thing. But it's not, and we predicted it wouldn't be, this big surge saying, I can't vote for Trump. In the swing states, around the edges, though, is that enough for Democrats? That's what my worry would be. All you need is a half to a percentage point, and they'll suffer whatever damage they suffer otherwise. They'll live with it if they can get that out of it and squeak to victory. Don't know that yet. And the fundraising, the outward signs, the metrics, they are incredible. They're more intense than we've ever seen, even for Trump. All right, love to get you on board, 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. Glad that Rich... Dan, it's on Twitter. Rich's handle is...
At Rich Zioli.
Yep. Put up a poll talking about, after seeing today, principally, will Biden tap out or be tapped out from the presidential nomination at the convention?
No, it's currently 70.7% no, 29.3% yes. That's at Rich Zioli for that poll.
Ah, okay.
So down a little bit, yes.
Yeah. Saying no, 70%.
Yeah. Will Biden be the nominee? No, 70%.
Oh, 70% no.
Yeah.
I just am amazed at that.
Who's on first?
Yeah, and again, my cynicism on this is nothing matters here but getting across the finish line, and what matters, getting him to give it up. If he won't give it up, getting him out of there, I got to see that. I got to see the delegates turn on him and oust him there.
Interesting angle from Mulligan's Johnny Z.
Uh-huh.
I theorized for a while that Biden will pardon Hunter, then bow out of the race himself. Who replaces him, we will see.
Well, he still would remain president until January. I mean, I don't think, no, he's not going to pardon Hunter Biden before the election then. If he bows out, he wouldn't do that. He's going to wait until after the election because that's going to be a negative. Without a doubt. So, John, I don't see him pardoning before. He wouldn't have to do that. He would just remain as president. I'm going to concentrate on the American people. But I feel, you know, that's all I can do at this point. I'm not going to run. Don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Kamala Harris is a major reason why. He won't give it up. The people exercising power, in addition to Dr. Biden, they're not going to give it up. And then Kamala Harris, you know, they used to say, man, President Obama chose wildly. You're never going to impeach him, move him out of there. You got Joe Biden as president. Oh, well, Biden has done it again. He got Kamala Harris sitting there. I'm telling you, it's a lot harder to get her out of there than you think. Okay? Much, much harder. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me go to our buddy, Lawyer Tom in Rosemont. Hey, Tom, welcome in.
Hey, Tom, thanks very much. I'm going to be disagreeing with you, but it happens once every 1,000 times.
Okay.
Today is absolutely the wrong day to mention anything political. But I hate to do this. I have to agree with Biden. We have to stop Putin in Ukraine. This is analogous to lend-lease aid to the Soviet Union and Britain during the war. The United States was not attacked despite being isolationist. It was attacked because it was isolationist and showed weakness. Ukraine cannot fall. If it does, Russian troops will be moving hundreds of miles west into the heart of Europe.
I don't think we were attacked, though, Tom, aside from Ukraine and World War II, because we showed weakness. With the Japanese, we had put restrictions. They had a lot of trouble getting oil, things of that nature. And I think that's why they attacked us, more than anything.
But, Tom, there was a very strong isolationist move, and people were saying that they would never go to war.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happens? When you tell your enemy you're not going to go to war, you end up in a war. And I we can differ on that, but I believe that that is definitely with Japan. And Germany declared war on the U.S. because they were already involved in the shooting
right,
war
you,
in the North
Atlantic. You agree, though, there at Normandy, and I understand the pivot trying to make. First of all, I don't see the comparison as the same thing. This is much more enormous. But aside from that, on this day with those living representatives there, isn't this a chance to talk about the greatness of America through them, the greatest generation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But when I was a child, my uncle, he went into Normandy on June 7th, and I was young and stupid and said, "Whoa, were you ever jealous of the guys who get all the attention on June 6th? And
yeah.
He responded, "Well, you know, they were still shooting at me when I showed up." So, yeah, the war wasn't over on June 7th. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
The enormity of it is second, and it's an imagination thing, Tom. It is the Alamo or something of that nature, more enormous, though, and staggering. Yeah, definitely. So, Tom, what is something that's gone downhill big time?
Adult magazines, Dom. Everything's online now. You won't find anything in print anymore. I'm not saying
want print?
But if it's your thing, it's gone.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. All right. That is an interesting choice.
Oh,
all right. We have the lightning round next. God knows. It's all coming, if you're wondering. Side question today, because today is Celebrate Higher Education Day. Oh, my God. What a fraudulent holiday to even consider that, given everything. We're asking of something that used to be mandatory that's under fire downhill. We'll get a winner coming up. We'll tell you about tomorrow, broadcasting from our annual Hot Air Convention, known as the Talkers Convention, in Hofstra. And Dan, I'm taking the trains up with your help and multiple prayers from chaplains versus driving up, which is arduous, to put it oh, my God.
Yeah, that's tough.
Coming home on a Friday from Long Island, coming back to Philadelphia at about 4:30. Oh, my God.
That's like a three-hour trip, huh?
It's the type of thing where your device comes on and says, you are still taking the best route, knowing how frustrated you are at that point. Do not do anything else to keep saying you're taking the best route.
It's always great when your GPS dunks on you,
yeah,
right?
Accident ahead, but you're still taking the best route.
You're moving extremely slow, but yeah,
exactly. Good news, Dan. Rich will be on with us tomorrow. We'll see what the end of that poll is, and we'll see how many pizza bets.
It's going to be a dang good Zioli show, so stick around for this one.
Yeah, he'll
today.
Be here 4 big hours, but tomorrow I will ask any number of colleagues what they think about this. I'm betting the talk radio host, they're going to say he taps out.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, it's more provocative to do that. I don't see it. I'm betting on Kamala Harris, roadblock sitting right there. Try to get me out of here.
So you're going to have Zioli, and there might be some jabs thrown at each other?
No,
because Bob the Hound Kelly, one of the all-time greats of the Flyers.
115 tomorrow,
115
right.
tomorrow,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the Earl, one of the all-time greats of Tack Coney.
Hey.
Earl, welcome in. What do you have today, Earl?
Oh, I got so much. First off, I think Joe of Exton, I imagine him looking like Burt Young from Rocky.
Can you hook me up with Gonzo?
real quick, when it comes to Michelle Obama, for some reason I have a lot of Democrat influencers on my Twitter feed. And for the last 3 weeks, I've been seeing an awful lot of pictures of Barack Obama and Michelle. And I think that the Democrats behind the scenes that are paying these influencers are trying to get people to think about Michelle Obama. I don't see it myself, but I've been seeing a lot of, you know, buzz on Twitter. Now, I know Twitter's not the world, but, you know, they do try to influence people and stuff like that.
Well, here are all, and I think some of them, like Dan were saying, well, she takes the VP to get Harris out of there. Somehow or another, they put Kevin. No, she's got to take the presidency, and she would actually have to work at it a bit. I don't see her doing it.
No, I don't see it either. She's not a hard worker. The fact that Don McLean's going to be down at the Dom Day. Do I have to come up with the Don McLean song?
Yeah, of course. Well, he's going to call in.
Going to be on the phone.
He heard about it, and now it's become like an international
But
thing,
we will have the live band Burning Sky out there, Earl.
Yes.
And if you want to sing a Tom Jones song, I did hear that they might give you a mic to sing.
Definitely.
To,
you know? We need that.
Well, I could do Don McLean. You know, what's up with Uncle Joe? Try to ask a question, and you get that creepy smile. On the day he went to France, he stood on stage and crapped his pants, so Macron had to piss for a while.
There we go. All right. So, Earl, what's your thing that went downhill?
What I just did. Pop music. Pop music has gone downhill. They auto-tune. They have a rhythm track. They don't write their own music. The words are completely unforgettable. I mean, I steal my music, and Dan auto-tunes my songs. But, you know, at least I'm memorable because I'm entertaining because I'm a comedian. And pop music hasn't been the same since the late 80s, early 90s.
Gotcha. Thank you. Barry in Medford, this is a good one. Barry, what's yours? He won't give it up. The people exercising power, in addition to Dr. Biden, they're not going to give it up. And then Kamala Harris, you know, they used to say, man, President Obama chose wild. You're never going to impeach him, move him out of there. You got Joe Biden as president. Oh, well, Biden has done it again. He got Kamala Harris sitting there. I'm telling you, it's a lot harder to get her out of there than you think. Okay? Much, much harder. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me go to our buddy, Lawyer Tom in Rosemont. Hey, Tom, welcome in.
Hey, Tom, thanks very much. I'm going to be disagreeing with you, but that happens once every 1,000 times.
Okay.
Today is absolutely the wrong day to mention anything political. But I hate to do this. I have to agree with Biden. We have to stop Putin in Ukraine. This is analogous to lend-lease aid to the Soviet Union and Britain during the war. The United States was not attacked despite being isolationist. It was attacked because it was isolationist and showed weakness. Ukraine cannot fall. If it does, Russian troops will be moving hundreds of miles west into the heart of Europe.
I don't think we were attacked, though, Tom, aside from Ukraine in World War II, because we showed weakness with the Japanese We had put restrictions. They had a lot of trouble getting oil, things of that nature. And I think that's why they attacked us, more than anything.
But, Tom, there was a very strong isolationist move, and people were saying that they would never go to war. Mm-hmm. And guess what happens? When you tell your enemy you're not going to go to war, you end up in a war. And we can differ on that, but I believe that that is definitely what Japan and Germany declared war on the U.S. because they were already involved in a shooting war in the North Atlantic.
You agree, though, there at Normandy, and I understand the pivot trying to make. First of all, I don't see the comparison as the same thing. This is much more enormous. But aside from that, on this day with those living representatives there, isn't this a chance to talk about the greatness of America through them, the greatest generation?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But when I was a child, my uncle, he went into Normandy on June 7th, and I was young and stupid and said, "Whoa, were you ever jealous of the guys who get all the attention on June 6th? And he responded, "Well, you know, they were still shooting at me when I showed up." So, yeah, the war wasn't over on June 7th. So,
yeah,
anyway.
The enormity of it is second. And it's an imagination thing, Tom. It is the Alamo or something of that nature. More enormous, though, and staggering. Yeah, definitely. So, Tom, what is something that's gone downhill big time?
Adult magazines, Dom. Everything's online now. You won't find anything in print anymore. I'm not saying
Why do you want print?
But if it's your thing, it's gone.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. All right. That is an interesting choice. Oh, all right. We have the lightning round next. God knows. It's all coming, if you're wondering. Side question today, because today is Celebrate Higher Education Day. Oh, my God. What a fraudulent holiday to even consider that, given everything. We're asking of something that used to be mandatory that's under fire downhill. We'll get a winner coming up. We'll tell you about tomorrow, broadcasting from our annual hot air convention, known as the Talkers Convention in Hofstra. And Dan, I'm taking the trains up with your help and multiple prayers from chaplains versus driving up, which is arduous, to put it oh, my God.
Yeah, that's tough.
Coming home on a Friday from Long Island, coming back to Philadelphia at about 4:30. Oh, my God.
That's like a three-hour trip, huh?
It's the type of thing where your device comes on and says, you are still taking the best route, knowing how frustrated you are at that point. Do not do anything else. It keeps saying you're taking the best route.
It's always great when your GPS dunks on you,
yeah,
right?
Accident ahead, but you're still taking the best route.
You're moving extremely slow, but
exactly. Good news, Dan. Rich will be on with us tomorrow. We'll see what the end of that poll is, and we'll see how many pizza bets.
It's going to be a dang good Zioli show, so stick around for this one.
Yeah, he'll
today.
Be here 4 big hours, but tomorrow I will ask any number of colleagues what they think about this. I'm betting the talk radio hosts, they're going to say taps out.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, it's more provocative to do that. I don't see it. I'm betting on Kamala Harris, roadblock sitting right there. Try to get me out of here.
So you're going to have Zioli, and there might be some jabs thrown at each other?
No.
Because Bob the Hound Kelly, one of the all-time greats of the Flyers.
115 tomorrow,
115
right.
tomorrow,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the Earl, one of the all-time greats of Tack Coney.
Hey.
Earl, welcome in. What do you have today, Earl?
Oh, I got so much. First off, I think Joe Vexton, I imagine him looking like Burt Young from Rocky.
Can you hook me up with Gonzo?
real quick, when it comes to Michelle Obama, for some reason I have a lot of Democrat influencers on my Twitter feed. And for the last 3 weeks, I've been seeing an awful lot of pictures of Barack Obama and Michelle. And I think that the Democrats behind the scene that are paying these influencers are trying to get people to think about Michelle Obama. I don't see it myself, but I've been seeing a lot of, you know, buzz on Twitter. Now, I know Twitter's not the world, but, you know, they do try to influence people and stuff like that.
Well, here, Earl, and I think some of them, like Dan, were saying, well, she takes the VP to get Harris out of there. Somehow or another, they put Kevin. No, she's got to take the presidency, and she would actually have to work at it a bit. I don't see her doing it.
No, I don't see it either. She's not a hard worker. But the fact that Don McLean's going to be down at the Dom Day.
Well,
do I have to come up with a Don McLean song?
Yeah, of course. Well, he's going to call in.
Going to be on the phone.
He heard about it, and now it's become like an international
thing. But we will have the live band Burning Sky out there, Earl.
Yes.
And if you want to sing a Tom Jones song, I did hear that they might give you a mic to sing.
Definitely.
To,
you know? We need that.
Well, I could do Don McLean. You know, what's up with Uncle Joe? Try to ask a question, and you get that creepy smile. On the day he went to France, he stood on stage and crapped his pants, so Macron had the
piss
for a while.
All right. So, Earl, what's your thing that went downhill?
What I just did. Pop music. Pop music has gone downhill. They auto-tune. They have a rhythm track. They don't write their own music. The words are completely unforgettable. I mean, I steal my music, and Dan auto-tunes my songs. But, you know, at least I'm memorable because I'm entertaining because I'm a comedian. And pop music hasn't been the same since the late 80s, early 90s.
Gotcha. Thank you. Barry in Medford. This is a good one. Barry, what's yours?
Oh, you mean Robin?
Robin. Yes, sure. Robin. Hi, what's yours?
Hollywood. Hollywood has gone way downhill. They're too woke, and they're too political. Nobody wants to pay attention to these people anymore, and they haven't really made a lot of good movies lately because they're so woked up.
Well, we had both the Marvel thing, which I decry, and then we had just the franchise. Bad Boys 1 Million, Dan, is coming up to save Hollywood, will it?
And there's really a lack of superstars and starlets in today's world as well.
Yes.
You know, it's sad to see that it's fallen so far.
Drew in Upper Darby's on a roll, Dan. Here he goes again. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. You know, Dom, My fading tradition, it seems, is the lack of enthusiasm in displaying our American flag on Hollywood on holidays, especially today, D-Day. Every house should have a flag out there. The 4th of July, every house should have a flag. Memorial Day, you don't see the American flag out there like you used to when we were younger.
Thank you, Drew. He's still on a roll this week. One more, I think. Bruce in the Northeast, Dan, and I said this one to you off air. Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, by the way, heads up for tomorrow. Tom Jones turns 84 tomorrow, just to let you guys
know. Wow, he sounded unbelievable there. Soulful. What a choice. I was right. You don't get to do the 80th anniversary of D-Day if you're a ham and egger.
My answer's, Dom... this was a department store. It was a Walmart of its day. It was Sears, where America shops, and you had sales clerks and quality merchandise, and it was a big time, Sears.
I would agree. And, Dan, I told you it's not apocryphal. Sears, you could buy a house that you had to assemble yourself.
No, really?
It would come from Sears.
Wow.
Can you imagine a company sending out a house today with EPA and all other kind of regulations and, low-flow toilet in there? You can't do that. My God. Building a house from Sears.
And Sears really faulted when, during the internet age, they kind of stuck with the catalog rather than going full bore. And they could have been the Amazon, too, with that.
Exactly. All right, Dan, who are some of the contenders today?
Really like the local answer, the Philadelphia Flyers. Tomorrow, 1:15, we get joined by the great Bob Kelly. The Democratic Party for a political one. Adult magazines from Tom and Rosemont, fun answer. Earl and Tacone, pop music. But Robin and Medford really stood out with Hollywood, I think.
Yeah, let's go with Hollywood. And tomorrow, we pretty much have locked up the side question. Since the Phillies are now in London, something associated, someone or something British related to that. I'm sure we'll come up with a lot of entertaining answers.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.